Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah. You know, oh my God. I had a nightmare today. And I'm feeling so sad right now. God, I didn't want to start my day like this. Come on. Oh, damn fucking nightmare. Feels so sad. Come on. What kind of nightmare? Well, I was dreaming about getting rejected. Yeah. Rejected. Yeah. And due to this rejection, I was not get able to meet up with everyone. Yeah. Like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. It's going to be kept as a recorded, so I think I shouldn't be that negative about this. Come on. So, okay. Yeah. Even I dream about it, you know, just still fuck about the nightmare. I'm still fine. Still doing well. Still here to talk with you guys. And again, thanks for coming. Yeah. So... well, what about I'm gonna talk about myself a little to all of you guys? Like before Yugo Asuma, before he joins the Nijisanji. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know if you guys are interested about this. Let me tell you. And before I'm gonna tell all of you guys, I want all of you guys to know that, okay, Yugo Asuma is the fictional character, okay? Yeah, so I was when. When I start living this world, I mean, it's kind of awkward to say, but I didn't have much desire to live long in this world, you know? I didn't have a hope. Because this world is boring. This world, somehow, I feel like I'm not really fitting this world. And I was feeling like that, and as the people around me, I was also feeling the same too. I was feeling that since my childhood. So I said, what was that? How old was it? I think that is when I was around. Yeah. 11 years old. Yeah. I mean, when I was in elementary school. I was feeling like that a lot. A lot. Yeah. I really wanted to go on somewhere just all by myself. Without my parents. Without the route. Without people surround me. Without my siblings. I wanted to go somewhere farther than where I'm living. That's how I was feeling. Then, you know, that was also the day that I met my sensei, yeah? He didn't stay in my school that long time. but he was coming to teach us, teach in our school, like in an easy English conversation studies, yeah. Everything sounded so fresh to me because English. I mean, of course, I was already living in a road, but I didn't really thought of myself to speak in English at the time. But it actually sounded cool, you know, to me. It sounded interesting to me. So, every time after the class, I went to talk to my sensei. Yeah. I tried my best to talk to him with my broken English, with the vocabulary that I know. Yeah. Like, sensei, today I eat obento. Obento is good. Like that. Yeah. It was nice. He was there to listen to me. And another reason that I like about him is that he never ignored me. He never ignored what I am saying. Unlike the other adult, yeah, in my living space, most of the adult people that I know, they're always ignoring me. They're always talking to me the way that I don't really understand. Yeah. So he was different adult. So I was really interested, you know? Yeah, because he treated me really nice, you know? He was a nice person. He was a kind person. So, I think, and I didn't have much friend in school, so I was also happy that this person pays me attention to me. Yeah. Whenever I'm staying alone, he recommended me to read some books, some good books, literatures like that. So, yeah. I was always reading the book I got from him, I borrowed from him. Yeah. But the thing is that, as I say, he didn't really stay that long in our school. Yeah, he didn't really stay more than a month. Then, yeah, I was really sad about that. Then, you know, yeah, my sensei told me, you go. 英語を勉強してみたら。Like, here you go. Why don't you study English harder? Yeah. I was like, why? He said, I think he was worried about me not having friends in school, you know? So I think he wanted me to have more option, more choices to communicate with other people in the world. I think he tried to do. And also he also found that I had a little passion to learn English. Yeah. But I was a little shy, you know. Yeah. I was really shy. 'Cause I couldn't really blend into society. I was always judged by other people. And again, I'm gonna speak English. No way. I'm gonna be abandoned again. People will think I'm awkward again. Oh, no, sensei. I don't want to. Yeah. But yeah. He also says that people in the world, they're thinking in a different way. They're all living in a different way. And moreover, they're all respecting on each other that they're actually different. Yeah. He said, don't be afraid to be different. Yeah. I was really sad when he left the school. I was lonely again. Yeah. But I still went to school. I still go to school. Still try my best to make friends somehow. Yeah. Honestly, it was a real struggle, you know. So, after the elementary school, after I graduated my elementary school, I went to a middle school, and it was also a Japanese school again. Yeah. Then, you know, actually in Japanese middle school, we get to learn English more seriously comparing to the elementary school. Yeah. But it's a more like a basic English than, yeah, it's actually useful for the actual English conversation. But I don't know, you know. I didn't really study English that seriously because, you know, I was like talking in the I was talking in the public, like, ha, study English. Hey, no, man, I'm Japanese. Why do I have to speak English? I'm not gonna do that. That's so lame. Like that. You know? Yeah. Because that's what other people are also saying. Yeah. And I also thought that talking like that is kind of cool, you know? What a stupid guy, yeah? So stupid. Bakadama. Yeah. Somewhat, I start having my friends. I start having a friend. Yeah. But we were not the real friends, you know? So I was actually in the group, actually considered as, how do I say? So in my group, there is a famous girl, there is a famous boy. Class leaders like that. There are all of my friends in my group. They're famous, yeah. And I was trying my best to fit in there. But, you know, yeah, I was actually happy to go into school because, you know, I have my friend who is actually cool to hang out with. But you know, in my group, they also bullied people. They also bullied people, you know. I couldn't stand for that, you know. Yeah. There was a day that my group started bullying on a one girl, yeah. Saying that, busu, kimochi like that, yeah. Keep saying a bad thing about me. keeps saying a bad thing. I'm sorry, keeps saying a bad thing about that girl. Yeah. Then I couldn't really stay myself. So what I said, I was like in the crowd. I was not able to read the situation, environment. So what I, at the time, when people keep saying bad thing about this girl, what I did is like, I told them, like, 女の子のこと、キモいっていうやつの方が気色悪いんだよ。So if I translate it in English, I say, for those people actually saying girls are ugly or disgusting or actually ugly. Yeah. Then you know what? That is when my bully started in the school. これがきっかけで俺のいじめが始まった。Yeah. I'm sorry. Hey, chat. From now on, it's gonna include some violent and also some, you know, some kind of content which is actually, you know, consider as good for education. So if you don't like to hear it, you think you better leave the space. 今からちょっと暴力表現入るんで、あんまり聞きたくないって人はスペース離れてください。So, this is what I got. And when I got into school, I can't find my textbook, yeah? I can't find it. And I also found out that there are a bunch of trash on my desk. And I also found that there is the garbage can on my desk. Yeah. When I found that, I need to clean that before the teacher's gonna find me, because I don't want people to recognize that I'm actually getting bullied, yeah? So that was the first thing actually happened. Then the school class starts. Yeah. You know, yeah. I can't find my textbook, yeah? It was my bad choice, and I was better bring my textbook just at home. But somehow I left my textbook just under my desk. And that was my mistake, you know? So the bullies, they just collected my textbook, and I can't find it on the class, yeah? So teacher were like, hey, Hugo, where's your textbook? Yeah? I was like, I can't find it somehow. The teacher were like, oh, you mean you forgot it? I was like, no. I supposed to have it right now, but I can't find it. What do you mean with that? You go, you simply forgot your textbook, isn't it? Like that, yeah. But I really just simply forgot to, you know, I didn't forgot it. You know, I just couldn't find it because I remember that I put my textbook under the desk, yeah. So, yeah. I disappointed my teacher that I didn't bring my textbook, yeah? Then, teacher, they turn around, they start focusing on writing something on their blackboard, yeah? What happened is that, you know, the bullies, they start playing a catchball with my textbook. You know, catchball? They start throwing my textbook in the class, and they were playing whether teacher's gonna find it or not. Yeah. And I saw my textbook in the air. They're throwing it, playing it. Then I also heard my textbook got torn, like It's a math textbook, yeah. When I get my textbook back, was completely useless already. But still, I tried my best to make it useful again because I actually asked the teacher for the extra textbook because it's not useless, but I couldn't get that because the textbook is not for free, you know? Yeah. So I still needed to use the same textbook. The textbook, which is almost completely useless, but yeah. I still use that. So I noticed that if I keep my own thing in the classroom, it is dangerous, yeah. So you know, Chad, it's pretty interesting, but you know, I start hiding my own stuff. I start hiding my own stuff at the toilet. Yeah. And this toilet is not the public toilet. It's the toilet behind the, what is that? It's a toilet near the PE gym. And this toilet is not used by many people. Yeah. So I bring my PE shirts. I bring my stationery items. I bring my PE shoes, textbook, everything in there. Yeah. So my item can be safe. Yeah. So I think my bully noticed that, you know, I moved all of my things away from the classroom. Yeah. So they actually trashed, they tried their best to mess my seat as much as they're possible. Yeah. Terrible. Yeah. Then I didn't react on it. I acted that I am actually strong, yeah? So what happened after this is that so they start playing the game. Like I don't know how to explain this one in English, but in Japanese we say kujibiki. So what they do is they prep the blank paper, like a small piece of the blank paper. They write down something and they write about the thing that they're gonna do to me. Yeah. They write down a small piece of paper and they fold it, put it inside a box, and let people to pick it up. And those people who picked the paper should do whatever it wrote on the paper. Do you want to know what was actually inside? It was like kicking me, punching me, stealing the thing, tell me the bullshit stuff about me, like that. I really hated this world again, you know, like, why? Why do I have to get this one? Come on. I just defended. I just defended someone. Why do I have to get this one? 俺誰かを守っただけなのになんでこんな目に遭わないといけないんだ。 Yeah. When I noticed something, yeah, when I was getting this, I also noticed that the girl that I protected, she was having a new friend. Ignorance, you know. Oh God. Okay. That's a good world, yeah. I like that, yeah. So I needed to deal with both hell because I didn't like my life in school. I didn't like my life and life at home. Both. I really hate it. Yeah. Yeah. So, I had only music or notebook to myself that I felt like that I can escape, yeah. There were so many information in my head. I needed to clean up those things. So what I do is, yeah, put my headphone, play the music that I really want to listen. Yeah. I play it in my head every time before I go, every time before I'm sleeping in my bed, in my blanket. And I kept t telling myself, I keep telling myself that it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. It will be better one day like that. And I also wish to the God that people will get bored of it. Please, like that. Wish to the God those people will find that it's boring to bully me someday, like that. 神様にお願いしたな。みんな頼むから俺をいじめることは来てくれ。頼むって。頼む。お願いします。誰にも頼れなかったから。我慢することしかできなかった。Yeah. Then you know what? Something worst will be happening after this, yeah? So, yeah. Even so, I still went to school because, you know, I didn't want people to show that I'm weak. So I still go to school every day, yeah. Then, in the morning, teacher called me like, hey, Yugo, I need to talk to you in the after the lunch break. I was like, yeah. Oh, I was like, oh, the teacher finally noticed about my bully. Oh, thank you, like that. So I was like, you know, I don't know. I also swear to God that I'm not gonna expect on the adult, but yeah. Actually, it's she. Yeah, it's a woman teacher. So I was expecting on her because it's teacher, you know. It's a different kind of adult. Yeah. So okay. I don't know, but I was expecting on her because she's my teacher. Yeah. Well, she's gonna go in to talk to me about the bullies and how she's gonna deal with it or something like that. But yeah, I was actually not, you know. So, it was my bad, but my school actually prohibits to bring any entertaining stuff to school due to the Android restriction, yeah. So you can't bring music player, you can't bring your comic, you can't bring your snack, you can't bring your smartphone. You can't do that. Because I was going to the school restricted by the Android, yeah? So she asked me, Yugo, I heard that, I got the report, and that's saying you're actually bringing the music player to the school. I was, no. I don't know where you actually heard about that information, but I'm not bringing my music player to the school. And what she did is like, you know, she go to my desk, grab my bag, open my bag, and get my music player and my headphone. She say, "You're a liar, Usotsuki," like that. Yeah, then. Oh my God, like, but no, don't take it. No, that's, oh my God, I really need it like that. Yeah. お願いだからそれだけは取らないでください。お願いします。Like that, yeah. お願いします。それだけは勘弁してください。それだけは勘弁してください。それだけは取らないでください。 Yeah. She was talking to me. You know, Hugo, everyone's following their rules. Everyone's coming to school and they're studying with their best. Now, what are you doing, Hugo? What are you doing is you're bringing your own stuff. Hang on. Yeah. You're simply breaking the rule, Hugo. And I am so disappointing on you. While everyone's studying hard, like, then, you know, she starts saying the name of the student. That's the example. Okay, let's say, Mr. A, he got a really good score on the exam. The Mr. and Mr. B is doing pretty well, and Miss C is doing this one pretty well, like that. But those people that she said are actually my bullies, you know. It's like, yo, oh my God, this dickhead. Haven't seen anything. This dickhead. We're never paying attention to me. Oh my God. Why did I have an expectation on this fucking bitch? Like that, yeah. A-kun, B-san. A-kun, B-kun, C-san. Minna majime ni benkyou shite, chanto yatteru no ni. Anata wa gakkou no kisoku wo yabutteru. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'm breaking the rule. But what about the bullies? It's not in the regulation or something? It's not a breaking a rule? Okay, maybe. Yeah, because it's not writing on the regulation. It's not writing on the rule. Yeah. So I am doing something which is writing on the rule. So I am wrong. Yeah, you're true. I am breaking the rule. You're right. Yeah. I got the detention. I got the school penalty. Then she also told me, if you want your music player back, I have to call your parents to school. That was worse. That was even worse, you know. That was even worse. Because if she do that, I'm gonna make my parents mad. Yeah. And I'll tell you, I never wanted to make my parents mad. Yeah. Because that's one of the worst thing to me. Yeah. Somehow, I got my music player back because my dad show up to the school. Yeah. But on the way to home, he didn't talk to me. He was obviously disappointed in me that I break the school regulation. Yeah, he was obviously disappointed in me. And I was embarrassed, actually. But the thing is that in my school, there were so many people actually bringing the snack, bringing their smartphone, bringing their music player, that I was the only one get the penalty like this. Yeah. But you know, everyone, I still bring my music player to school because I need it. But this time I tried my best to hide it. So, yeah. It might be a little bit cringe, but yeah, I always put my music player inside my shirt. Then I didn't bring my headphone. I bring my change to earphone because it's tinier, it's compact, it's smaller, yeah. And when there's gonna be the class break, the break time, I hide myself inside a toilet, turn on the music player, and let the bullies do their job, you know, let them do their job. Then I kept telling myself, it'll be fine. It's nothing. It's nothing. I know how to deal with it. It's okay. I'm strong like that. Even there is the school, even, yeah, then I still got, you know, there were still some people reported about me to teacher, and teacher were like, you know, they grabbed my bag and tried their best to find my music player. But, you know, I was genius. I hid my music player inside my shirts, inside my shoes, and somewhat, you know, yeah. They couldn't find my music player again. Dang, baka kayo. Like that. I was learning, you know. Baka, 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 baka. Baka, baka. Like that. After that, yeah. I graduated my middle school. Yeah. And after that is when I started learning in international school. And there was gonna be another war. There is gonna be another war. Yeah. Maybe I will talk about that in the next tune because yeah, I think the episode right now was a little too heavy, so I think I'll keep it here. Then I'm gonna listen to the recorded version. If I don't like it, I might gonna delete that, yeah? Please forgive me about that. And once again, let me tell you, Yuasma is a fictional character. Yeah? Don't take it too serious, okay? アスマユウは架空のキャラクターです。あまり真に受けないように。Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to my bad storytelling. Yeah. Again, have a good day. 今日のお話は夜。答え合わせをしようと思います。日本語で。聞いてくれてありがとう。バイバイ。